And now, from the Center for Common Sense Counseling, here's Roland Trujillo.
Well, hello everybody, welcome to the program. My name is Roland Trujillo. I am Pastor Roland. Welcome to this program. I'm glad you're here. This is a very special program, ladies and gentlemen. How fortunate we are to live in this time when we have so many wonderful, avenues of communication, especially the internet, television, radio. Now people have iPhones. It's just amazing, really. But here I am. I'm using the radio waves, the wonderful radio facilities of KCAA, to broadcast this program. I purchase the airtime from the station. I don't work for the station. I'm independent. I buy the airtime so that I can bring you this message. Now, what is the message that I bring? Well, first of all, it's a wake-up call. It is a wake-up call. You see, we definitely get into comfort zones. We're in a very big comfort zone, all of us. And our comfort zone can be just comfort, basically comfort. You know, having it real nice, having a nice job and a nice car to drive and nice television to watch and so on. But the comfort zone doesn't have to be even necessarily comfortable. It can be cultural, like a cultural comfort zone. You know, you have people that are living in the streets of Bombay or Mexico City or somewhere. You have people living there, they have nothing but little tin shed or cardboard shed. They don't have anything, and it's definitely not comfortable. And yet, they're in a sort of a trance of their subject to their surroundings. You know how culture gets into people. What's the old expression? You know, you can take the boy out of the country, but you can't country out of the boy. Well, that's very true. That's very, very true. And it doesn't matter what the environment is, whether it's what part of the country, whether it's U.S. or some other country. The outside gets into us, and then it becomes the basis and the support for what we are. And then we become more of a cultural creation, a creation of our culture, of our time, of our milieu. So even the spirit of the outside gets in. You know, you look around now, there's a kind of a spirit of phoniness, a spirit of shallowness. There's a kind of a phony, shallow cruelty that reigns. And the spirit of deceit, see? You even have people, the spirit of their parents gets inside of them. You see some people, they're just like their mother. Their mother's spirit lives in them. They are their mother. They became their mother. You see it. You can see it with your own eyes. Maybe it's even happened to you. The spirit of people, the spirit of the tyrant, the spirit of the victimizer, of the tormentor, or the phony, shallow, clever, seductive overlord, the spirit of the guru, the spirit of the leader. Hitler's spirit got into the people. See? And so that's all part and parcel of this comfort zone, this hypnotized zone. So what I have here is a wake-up call so you can be yourself. So you don't want to be a cultural clone, a hypnotic clone of somebody else and have their spirit. So you're not even yourself anymore. You want to be yourself. But in order to be yourself, you have to start to wake up. You have to start to wake up, and that's the whole purpose of this program, is to help you to wake up so you can begin to be yourself. Now, when you wake up, it's a little bit uncomfortable. Going to be a little bit uncomfortable, because when you wake up, you know, it's like, you know the old expression, somebody said you wake up and your house is burning down. Well, you're not going to be very comfortable about that. But you don't want to pull the blankets back over your head and hide. You need to wake up and face reality. It's a bit uncomfortable, but you need to do it. And I can help you. I shall be right back after this message.
Do you suffer from stress? Reacting to stress is natural for animals, But for us humans, stress usually makes us irritable, impatient, and upset. We find ourselves being mean to those we should be kind to, or we find ourselves suppressing emotions until they make us upset on the inside. Shouldn't we be able to live with others without being upset with each other? The answer is yes. Right now you are too reactive. That's your problem. The stress of others causes you to react with hostility or repression. Were you in your center, the stress of others would call forth patience and understanding. It would call forth the courage to speak honestly. It would call forth patience to deal with the foibles of your fellow human beings without becoming upset. The solution to all your stress-based problems is to learn how to remain in your center. The meditation exercise helps you find your center of dignity so you'll be less reactive and more patient. Download a free introduction to the meditation at commonsensecounseling.org.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. Let's talk about waking up just a little bit more, may we? Now look at what happens to people, for example, with post-traumatic stress disorder. Post-traumatic stress disorder. We all suffer from post-traumatic. It's part and parcel of this hypnotic sense, this comfort zone of which I speak. And as I said, the comfort zone doesn't have to be comforting. But what I wanted to say is that any trauma, when the outside gets on the inside, it's a shock. Look, a trauma can be when somebody laughs at you and you resent them. You know, you're doing something, it's a nice day and you're pretty happy, things cool, you know, and then all of a sudden you make a little mistake and somebody laughs at you. They go, ha, 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 ha. Look at her, ha, ha, ha. She's so stupid, ha, 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 ha. Well, if you resent it, it'll become a trauma. See, that can stick with you for the rest of your life. See? So now you can imagine what kind of a trauma it is for the people who go to war, who go to Afghanistan, who go to Iraq, or grow up in a bad neighborhood, or who have parents who drink and, who are violent or abusive or what have you, or people who were in the Twin Towers when that happened, and so on. You can just imagine. There's all kinds of trauma. There's rapes and murder and molestation and violence and cruelty and tease. People go to school. Tease. Cruelty, gang pressure, sex pressure, drug pressure. See what I mean? If you don't respond to it properly, if you don't know how to deal with it properly, then it will become a trauma. And it will shape who you are and what you are. It will put the boundaries around how far you can reach. And from that, you will never grow. You just keep going back to it over and over. See? All right. Now, you need to wake up. You need to wake up. That's what the program is here to help you to do. Oh, I want to mention one more thing. The other day, we had a lightning storm here, I was sitting in my car. I was waiting to pick my son up from school, from college. He goes to college, and I drop him off. That way he doesn't have to go through the hassle of parking. It's real easy. I drop him off. He goes to his college class, and then I pick him up after. But I was sitting there, and I was watching some people start to come out of the building, and all of a sudden lightning flashes, and I saw their reaction. See, the lightning... The thunder and lightning, it's kind of scary, and it's a wake-up call. Everybody feels so comfortable. People feel even arrogant. They feel prideful. You see people very, very prideful, but all it takes is a couple of nearby, flashes of lightning and thunder to very quickly, take the arrogance out of a person. You see what I mean? They very quickly get cut down to size. So... and so that type of a wake-up call, see? But what happens? We immediately go back into our comfort zone again, don't we? But there has to be a way of waking up that we're not... See, the other thing, people get wake-up calls when they end up in the emergency room, when they end up in the hospital with a heart attack or something. Well, that's a big wake-up call. See, the only problem is that They get their wake-up call a lot of times. Then they start to wake up. They see they're not living properly. But, you know, then when they're better, they go back to their old ways again. Or they succumb to a new comfort zone or a new hypnotic trance or a new way of living, which is, you know, their operations and their medicines and their doctor's appointments and their therapy, and they spend the rest of their life learning all about their condition and all about their treatments and all the surgery and all about the medications. They become experts on it. When you talk to them, they're so knowledgeable, see, yet they haven't cleaned up their act yet. Now they're just hiding in a new comfort zone, see? So there has to be a way that we can wake up from our comfort zone, not go back to sleep again. See, and that's what the truth is for. See, it's like the kiss from the prince who kisses the beautiful princess and wakes her up. See, that's what Christ came to, wake people up, wake them up to the truth. All right, now let's. So that's what this program is about, and so it's good that you listen in. Later on, I'll tell you about my website. I have a wonderful meditation that helps you to deal with. How about all these memories that you have, all these traumatic memories from the past, see? And how about your thinking? You sit around, see? The trauma gets inside, it upsets you, it emotionalizes you, it penetrates you, and then what do? You sit around and think about it. You think about what could have happened, what should have happened, what you wanted to happen, what you didn't want to happen, how you could change what happened, see? And you dwell on the past, and then you plan and scheme for the future, or you live in the imagination, daydreaming. You can't face reality, so you daydream away. See, you begin to live in the imagination, live in the daydreams, which become nightmares. It's all part and parcel of the trauma. We're traumatized. We can't face reality anymore. We escape into daydreams, pipe dreams, worry, imagination, planning, scheming. See? All right, you don't want to live down there in that nightmare world. You don't want to live down there in that daydream world where you are subject to the daydreams and subject to the nightmares. You want to wake up. See? Wake up. That's what this program is about. And I think I've made my point. So after this break, I'm going to answer some questions that have come in recently. I'm going to answer some questions that have come into my email inbox. And then I shall be back. You're listening to Talk to a Pastor with Pastor Roland. Hello, this is Roland. One of the exciting things about the internet is there's such a thing as online counseling. And I've taken it to a new level, online counseling with a pastor, or pastoral counseling. Have you ever wanted to talk to a pastor? Do you have a question you'd like to ask a pastor, but you don't want the pastor to know who you are? Do you need confidential counseling or ultra-confidential counseling? In other words, you don't want a record following you around, you want to talk to somebody, but you don't want it to... You know, you don't want other people to know about, especially if you live in a small town where everybody knows everybody. Do you have issues, mental health issues, emotional issues, family issues, relationship issues? And somehow you know deep down in your heart that there is a spiritual component to them. Somehow you know that psychology is nice, support groups are nice, therapy is nice, but you'd like to talk to a pastor. Well, now you can. You can talk to me in a couple of different ways. First of all, we have for a set fee, you can talk to me for 15 minutes, half an hour, by Skype, by phone, or live chat. All you need to do is go to my website and you'll get all the information right there. If you want more information about pastoral counseling, online, from the convenience of your home, you don't have to go anywhere, you don't have to drive anywhere, right from the convenience of your home or office, then go to mypastorchat.com. That's mypastorchat.com. www.mypastorchat.com. Look forward to hearing from you.
If you'd like to communicate by mail, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo. That's ROLANDTRUJILLO. Box 282, 1698 Market Street, Redding, California, 96001. That's Roland Trujillo, Box 282, 1698 Market Street, Redding, California, 96001. Please remember that Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.
I love that music. I just love it. And I bid you welcome to Talk to a Pastor with yours truly, Pastor Roland. Well, let's get to the questions. Now, I promised you that I would answer some questions, and so let's just get right to them, shall we? Number one, what happens when I die? Well, that's a very good question. Now, it's a mystery. It's a mystery. And yet we do have some clues. We know Christ talked about it a little bit. He gave example of, he said somebody died and Abraham was there, and this person was not doing very well after he died. He was not in a very good place, and he asked Abraham, could you just give me a little water for my tongue, my parched tongue? And Abraham said, I'm very sorry, there's a chasm between us that I cannot cross. So I strongly suspect that we live our life, and then at a certain point we drop the body, and then what we are is what we are, and what we're compatible with is what we're compatible with. See, and who we are is who we are. You build your character through life, and the most important moment of your existence is the moment you die, because that's what you are. That's the sum total of what you have made of yourself. And then you cross the bridge, and have become is what you will be compatible with. Read the New Testament about, see what Jesus had to say about it. Another question. A related question. It says, if God is love, then why is there a hell? Well, you see, this is a hard answer for some people. But the truth is that people actually, they cast themselves into hell. They cannot bear. See, when people have not lived their life properly, and they've been hateful, and they've been resentful, and they've been phony, and they've been prideful, and they've been a little bit, a little phony, a little sneaky, a little honest, a little deceitful, and they've had their grudges and their hates, and they've judged people. See? And they've been impatient with their children, and so on. And they've been haven't been honest with people. See? Well, then, were they to come in contact with someone who was truly good, truly innocent, the brightness, the light, the shining bright light of that person would make them feel exposed. See, it would reveal them they would see in the light of that person's goodness, they would see themselves for the degenerate, rotten thing that they are. And they cannot bear it. See? So they rush away. They rush away and find a dark hole somewhere to be with others that are more like them. You see? I shall be right back. This is Pastor Roland. I'm answering questions. Would you like a really positive attitude? If so, you must learn how not to be upset.
If you are easily upset, it is because you are too reactive. In order to be calm, you must learn the secret of responding to inner principle instead of external tease. To learn the secret of not reacting with resentment and upset, go to commonsensecounseling.org, where you can download a free introductory copy of the meditation exercise. By relating humbly to inner principle, you can overlook others' cruelty and also overlook your own negative thoughts and emotions. By having remained unmoved, you are free to discern the meaning of the moment and respond with patience. The self-control you receive will restore confidence and a positive attitude based on a love of principle and having patience with others. Visit commonsensecounseling.org and start living instead of reacting.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, indeed, if you want to visit my website, it's mypastorchat.com, www.mypastorchat. It's all one word strung together, mypastorchat.com. And remember, the program is listener-supported, and it's not being supported. It's supposed to be listener-supported, but I'm not being supported. So if any of you are benefiting from me at all, you know, then, you know, help out a little bit. You know, what kind of a person are you if I help you, if you benefit from me, and then you turn your back upon me? You won't even give a dollar. You can go buy a Starbucks latte, but you couldn't give 50 cents to me. What does that say about you? What does that say about how much you've really benefited? It does not speak well of you, see? Well, that's the truth. I'm sorry. That's the truth. Okay, now let us continue here. More questions. Why doesn't the Bible say anything about dinosaurs? It does. The Bible does talk about dinosaurs a lot. The Bible talks about dinosaurs a lot. I found a website that's just fabulous. It's designed like a zoo, where you can go from one place to another and study things. And if you're interested in this, you can go to mypastorchat.com. Click on contact, send me an email, say I'd like to know about the website that tells about dinosaurs in the Bible, and I'll send you the link. It talks about dinosaurs all over the place. It doesn't call them dinosaurs, because when, especially the King James Version, at that time they didn't have the term word dinosaurs. But they talked about big creatures and fiery serpents and sea monsters and all that kind of stuff. So it does talk about dinosaurs. Another question comes in, is Jesus God? Well, that's not the way I see it. The way I see it, and this is the way I see it, I see Jesus as being the Son of God. Yes, indeed, He is the only begotten Son of God. And all power and authority has been granted to Him. He is God's Son. And He has God's nature in Him. But He is not, the way I see it, He's not God. See, Jesus Himself said many times, He said things like, why do you call me good? There is none good but my Father. Or Jesus said, of myself I can do nothing. It is the Father within me who doth the works. It is the Father within me. So there's God the Father. See, and Jesus is His Son. It's very easy, very simple. It's like you have a father. If you have a good father, you love your father. See, you love your father, and then you are your father's son or your father's daughter. Okay? All right. See, the problem with saying that Jesus is God and then trying to force people to say, you know, there's three natures in one and one nature, three in one, and it's all very, very confusing. The Bible itself doesn't talk about a Trinity. See? But what happens is people try to force you into saying, oh, Jesus has got to force that upon you. See? Then it's a temptation. See, we're always trying to make gods out of everybody. If you look at some of these other countries, why they make gods out of everything. They make gods out of God, statues, and make gods out of, you know, images, and animals become gods, and everything becomes gods, and then we worship each other. We make stars and entertainers. We worship Lady Gaga, and we worship sports stars, and so on. We're always trying to make gods. We tempt. We ourselves are tempters, and we make them into big. We make them into a god so that they can then tempt us. See, we worship them, and then they give us approval. See, we go around making gods out of everybody. So we try to make a god out of Jesus, and what that is, it's a big temptation. Because therefore, see, if he was a man who had God's nature in him, then, you see, he said that we should become like him, that we should not become God, but that we should become, you know, improve in our life. But if we make him into a god, then we can say, well, I can just be a sinner, and he accepts me just as I am, because I could never be like him. You see how that works? I'll be right back.
Most of us react emotionally to pressure. It's not so much the pressure that hurts us, but our emotional reaction. If you would like to learn the secret of remaining calm in the face of pressure, listen to a free introductory version of the meditation exercise at www.commonsensecounseling.org. While you're there, listen to my latest lecture on relationships. It's all in the free download section. That's commonsensecounseling.org.
Well, I hope you enjoyed today's program. I didn't get to all the questions, but I answered some of them. And I know most of this goes over your heads, especially those of you who aren't meditating. It goes over your heads. You don't understand it. You misinterpret what I say. You twist what I say. Nevertheless, I have to say it anyway. Some of you understand. Some of you appreciate it. And some of you sigh a sigh of relief and say, I'm glad, because you're just saying you're a breath of fresh air, and you confirm what I've always suspected. And I always felt condemned because I didn't, you know, go along with what everybody else was saying, and now I don't feel condemned anymore. Well, good, then I've done my job. My name is Roland, I'm a pastor, and until next time, bye-bye.
You have been listening to Roland Trujillo from the Center for Common Sense Counseling. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.commonsensecounseling.org. You'll find lots of free helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is commonsensecounseling.org. If you'd like to communicate by mail, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo. That's ROLANDTRUJILO. 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. That's 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. Please remember that Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.